My mother. All right? She's 103. So she... My mother's 103. Sometimes I feel like she's a tortoise that's escaped her shell. I mean, it's kind of remarkable, 103. I'm blessed, really, to have spent all of that time with her, but she's 103. And to give you an idea just how tough, I mean, she practiced on me, okay? And this is how, this is the last, one of the last things she said when I saw her recently, just to give you a taste of what's coming for you. She said to me, actually to the caregiver there, he just put me to sleep. I can't imagine what he does to an audience. She's good. Hey, listen, here's something simple. If you like the video, press like and subscribe to the channel, and you'll be seeing all sorts of content. Content like this or this or... There's supposed to be some videos here, and that's what they told me, but I don't see anything. I hope you do.
Welcome to Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Innerts, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I don't know if I've ever seen a joke where Lewis Black doesn't fucking lose it.
Yeah, he was calm.
Very calm.
Normally he loses in the handshaking.
Surprised me. That's off his new special that just dropped last weekend, Tragically, I Need You. And I'm very curious. I love Lewis Black.
No, so do I.
Always have, but I now need to watch this full thing. Well, these are all fucking longer. I was going to say, the other videos he's got here are discusses Mask, Lewis Black on the beginning of the pandemic, Lockdown Drove Me Nuts. So I'm sure there's some fucking Lewis Black losing it.
No, probably. I'm sure there is.
In this, you know. He's another one. When you think that is definitely a disciple of Carlin. His way he thinks, right? And the way that he can really not be funny, but be funny all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the political realm. Like, I wouldn't call... Carlin wasn't telling political jokes. Carlin was basically pointing out the hypocrisy of all the systems and how fucking stupid it is, and we all laughed. But now that you're older and you actually see it, you know, kind of from our viewpoint, you're like, oh, he wasn't fucking telling jokes. He just saw shit way before we did.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that way with Lewis Black, too. Yeah. Definitely different delivery. Different, you know, way to go about it, but same type of, you know, this is what I see from my viewpoint and everybody else is fucked, and now laugh at it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I like Lewis Black, and I saw he had a new special out, so I thought we'd open with that there.
Gotta be, yeah. That's when I'm going to have to sit down and watch. I like Lewis Black. Lewis Black's good. In fact, actually, I'm happy. I might actually go to a comedy show I really want to soon. So for Father's Day, Amber got me tickets to Brad Williams.
Oh, when's Brad coming to town?
July.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Where at?
Yeah. And so she got me tickets to that. I'm like, yes, that'll be awesome.
Where's that at?
I think it's at the Paramount.
Okay.
Oh, I think. I didn't look really close. I just saw there was tickets, and I was like, woo!
I think July is going to be a tough month to be a fucking local comic.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones coming in.
I mean, you got Bill Burr is in July at Emerald Queen. Matt Rife is in July.
I can't quit talking about that guy.
Bert is in July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough time. It's a tough month to be a fucking.
It is. But I mean, really, I mean, July is usually a tough month to be a local comic anyway.
Yeah. Well, No.
Nobody wants to go to a comedy show unless it's someone they really know.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
It's too nice outside.
Unless it's a legit event.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the local scene, what is this shit I saw with, did you see that from Sherry today?
No, what?
About a coworker.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Holy fuck. Asking her if she could do more family-friendly comedy.
Yeah. You see, well, then you see my comment. I'm like, what about your comedy isn't family-friendly? It's all family-friendly. It depends on your family. But
that's true, too.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, it's one of those. It's like, I feel like that's probably like the same person that probably went to like a freaking Bob Saget show and was like, oh, wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
It should be more family friendly. It's like you went that go to freaking, you know, Uncle Joey's.
Go to Gallagher's. But,
yeah. Go to Gallagher, Uncle Joey. I mean, that's. Yeah. Bob Saget is not family friendly. Or sorry,
but,
was not.
But I don't understand with people. Right. It's the same fucking people that have to post that they're unfollowing you.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck cares? Just go. Yeah. Right? If you don't want to come to my show, I don't need to know you don't want to come to my show.
Did you see, too? And I didn't click on them because I didn't really give a shit. But it was one of those that she even pokes to other comedians.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, you should be more family-friendly. Like these ones.
Let's, I'm really curious. Just now, for the sake of kind of filling in our 12 people.
Yeah.
We're going to have to sue the Seahawks so we can get rights to the 12s, because that's probably where we are listener-wise.
Hey.
That's what I can see here.
Means we've gotten more.
Yeah, I'm really curious if who she wants Sherry to be more like.
Well, it sounds like, because, I mean, she's a teacher, so, I mean, I'm sure it was one of the people from the teachers and all that.
My wife's a teacher.
But, I mean, oh, I know, but, yeah.
Okay, here it is. So, Sherry, for those of you who haven't seen Sherry, we've talked about her on the show umpteen
times.
She's
amazing.
Right? We've, both Brandon and I have booked her on our shows. Did she win one of the comedy competitions at our show?
I think she won Funniest Motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like our summer one. Because I think that's
one
how
of ours.
We...
Yeah, she won one of ours.
And it might have just been one of the monthly ones to get to the,
yeah,
you know. But so we love her. We think she's fucking fantastic.
I've been going to therapy.
Oh,
it really
we got
helped
a commercial.
Me a lot with getting past all the...
Wouldn't be...
telling us we need to go to therapy.
Wouldn't be back. Yeah, it is.
It's probably correct. I mean,
the funniest thing about that sweet little accolade, and this is a truth, Governor,
the
when they gave me the award as the most awarded female comic in history, I was shocked, which means I've been doing this way too long. But also, they had a little party for me, and they read the proclamation, the people that gave you the gold records, the platinum records, and all this stuff. And when they finished reading it, I said, I just think that's so hard to believe, because there's like Ellen DeGeneres and Joan Rivers. I just don't know how this happened. He goes, I know. We did the math twice, because we ain't never heard of you. I'm like, well,
who
if you
that?
Ain't never been to a Baptist potluck, you wouldn't be familiar with my stuff.
Shonda Pierce?
I am so honored to have been doing this for 25 years, and I just can't believe it. Don't clap. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm getting cranky. I'm not funny anymore. I'm just bitter. But then you laugh, so you're sick. That, and I'm single now, so this, you know, getting out and working is interfering in my dating life because I'd like to talk about my dates on stage. And evidently, all of a sudden, the men are all sensitive again. I don't know why I can't talk about the hair in your ear. That.
All right, I can't take any more of that. So that was the first one. Shonda Pierce.
The voice bugged me.
Yeah, well, one, okay, you couldn't see it, but she's on a TV show. If Fallon called Sherry up tonight and said, hey, we want you on The Tonight Show, she would do a clean fucking set.
Yeah.
You or I would do a clean fucking set. If, you know, some talk show called us and said, we want you to come do 5 minutes on our show, 3 minutes on our show, whatever. Right? So let's go ahead and check out number two here. Oh, boy.
You totally do comedy. Just talk about your life, man. I do. I just talk about how I just grew up, never got good groceries. We never got good groceries. Always got discount groceries. We did. My mom was frugal. Kids frugal. That's a German word. It means... Are those your dreams? Not anymore. You need to find new dreams. You know, my mom always went to discount grocery stores. You can always tell us a discount grocery store by the name. Sack and Save, Sack a Lot. Lot of Sack. Sack of Crap. You know one of these places? Gotta bring your own box cutter if you want groceries. Does anybody work here? You remember those old grocery stores, the bathrooms from the back? How creepy was that? Go back through the gray doors. There's like an illegal dogfight going on in the corner. That's my dead uncle from 40 years ago. Always got discount generic groceries. That's what we got. Generic groceries. So it was in a black and white package. No artwork. It's like some kind of homeschool project, you know? No color, just black and white, generic. Always had a different name for something you wanted, but you never got. My friends did. I didn't. Like, my friends got...
Okay, that's kind of funny.
I mean, it's got its points. I mean, it's kind of funny, but I mean, at the same time, but I don't know. I mean, Sherry's got her style, and I mean...
I was going to say, he is a clean comedian. It's posted right there on his YouTube, and that's fine. Nate, what is it, Benergadzi or whatever, however you pronounce his last name, is a clean comedian, too, who's super funny.
Yeah.
But you have your styles.
It can be funny to be, you know, clean, but I mean, if it's not your style, it doesn't work. And I get that all the time. I don't get that where people are just like, oh, you should do this or here. I wrote a joke for you. Well, it doesn't fit my style, or you should do it this way. And I'm like, that's not my style of doing comedy. So, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wish Sherry's smart, I guess. She works with this lady, so redacted her name. But I would imagine. You know, I would imagine our community or her friends or whatever, we would light this lady up if name was posted. So I did
her name was posted, we would totally light her up. But I mean, it's just like,
And I don't know. I was trying to figure out by reading this if, as I didn't view your act on the web prior, I wish you the best in next season.
I don't know.
I wonder if they went to the show.
I think they did, but I think it was one of those things that, like, she went to the show and probably just, like, in the next, like, because I know she's planning on retiring maybe next season of her life. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I thought that was interesting. The next season,
Next season, like her show was Last Comic Standing or something.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know, but I do kind of wish the name was there because there's a good chance Tosh knows her. Tosh used to work where Sherry works, So I mean it's possible. I just really kind of want to know how Magoo this lady is. Now, when people find out that I've done stand-up comedy, and they're like, oh, let me know next time you're coming, I kind of read the room, right? You know people who know you. So I get it a lot coaching, right? Oh, you do comedy? Like, tell me next time you're out. And I'm like, okay, you're not going to get Coach Matt on stage.
No.
Like, you're not going to get talking to 10 to 14-year-old girls as you are going to get me talking to a room full of fucking grown adults.
Yeah.
And so I do always preface that because at the same time, I don't know necessarily how Magoo my parents are. You know, so I want to preface it. If you're Magoo, don't fucking come because you're not going to allow your daughter on my team next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so...
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of me, like, because I get people all the time when they find out, like, at work, you know, when I do stuff, they're like, oh, you do comedy? I want to come see it. I'm like, just so you know, I mean, my comedy is not talking about how to fucking be safe at work.
Yeah.
It's talking about
how we weren't
how
unsafe.
Life is. And I mean, you know, it's like I've told my bosses, who my bosses are very, very like religious. And they've asked a couple of times, like, oh, when's one of your shows? I'm like, I'll tell you when one of my shows is, but I can pretty much guarantee you're going to fire me right afterwards because I have like 15 minutes where I make fun of Jesus. So, I mean, you know, I start my whole set on, you know, talking about Christians. Like, just remember, your God says you have to forgive me. So fuck off for everything I'm about to say. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's not going to end well.
None of them listen to what their God says anyways. Let's be honest.
No, they don't. So, but it's one of those that just cracks me up where you get those people that like the person you meet here because I have to be this person is not going to be the one you see on stage. Even the one if you just met me in person is not the one you get on stage.
This person makes a living that pays my mortgage. Mm-hmm. This person makes 2 drink tickets and dinner.
And does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I said that I host at TCC, the new venue. Which is a nice little place. It's tiny and they need fucking air conditioning, but I hosted it the other day and
was that
fun
the old Malarkey's?
Yes. I know. It's farther down. It's like it used to be in something weird, I don't know. It was something else, but I went there and it was fun. I had a blast. But I completely forgot how much fun it was to do one like at a club where you could just fucking pick on everybody.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I did the whole time. I just picked on everybody. So, like, everybody after they went off the stage, you know, did the whole thing where you listen to, like, what they said, and then you just make some horrible comment about them after they left.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot how much fun that was. But, I mean, it was a cool little place. I mean, it's a nice little place, but, yeah. 12 years in, I finally got a host at TCC.
Yeah, there you go. It only took him getting a second club.
Pretty much.
Oh, hot dog. Hot dog, you can. That's an accomplishment I don't have. So,
it's whatever. I was supposed to host at Nate's this month too.
Not that I really want to host an open mic, but you know.
No, yeah, I was supposed to host at Nate's, but it's the week that I'm like out of town because the last week of the month, not next week. Is it next week?
Next
no, it is fucking next week.
Next week's the last week of the month.
Yeah, next week, Monday through Thursday, I'm in Anacortes for the entire week.
Ew.
They're putting me up at the freaking Swinomish Casino.
Oh.
Like, so, hey, fuck, at least I'm at the casino.
There you go. Did you see who I ran into in fucking California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. How the fuck did that happen?
Cowboy Ralph.
Oh, no, Cowboy Ralph. Yeah, well, yeah, Ralph Porter, but yeah.
Yeah, he had, like, a solid leather cowboy hat on, like, snakeskin cowboy hat. Like a little
nice.
Bit, of, like a little trench coat. So
has
I'm
he
at,
gone cowboy on us.
What's that?
Has he gone native?
No. I was in Ontario. I was at the Ontario airport, and they were like, "So the flight's full. We need 25 people to volunteer to check their bags," you know. And I knew that I had about a 45-minute wait once I got off the plane for Tosh to pick me up. So I was like, well, I'm not in any fucking hurry. I'll just check my bags, you know. So yeah. I was sitting like in front of the gate, the door. Like I was first one there that morning. And so I had to walk over to the little ticket table or whatever the fuck it is. And at that airport, so small, it was the table was handling gate 206 that I was at and 205. So it was kind of in the middle of them. And so I walk over, I'm standing in line, and this guy looks at me and kind of gives me a head nod, you know, just whatever. And I look and I go, Ralph Porter? And he turned around and looked at me like we used to bang in the streets and he had what was coming to him. His look and stance back was so fucking defensive. And he turned like just his head and then all of a sudden he turned his full body and he's looking at me. And he looks me up and down, and his chest is puffed and his fucking back. And I'm like, Matt. And he goes, Gingrich? And I was like, yep. He goes, motherfucker, I ain't seen you since Jazz Bones. And I'm like, yeah, that was like 10 years ago, dude. Like,
yeah.
And I go, I think you forgot trophies. He's like, oh, that's right. You took fucking second that night, didn't you? I was like, yep. And yeah, he's like, motherfucker, take my name down or take my number down. And I start popping his number thinking, well, he hasn't lived in Washington in, what, 5 years at least?
Yeah.
And so I start typing his number. I get through the first, like, six numbers, and I'm like, oh, is this your number? I'm like, I have your number in my phone, Ralph. I'm like, here you go. He's like, yep, haven't changed it in 20 years.
Okay.
And then we caught up a little bit more when we landed. Of course, Ralph's got headliner money, so he was riding first class.
Oh, yeah.
Matt's got Monster's cheap money, so he's sitting in the exit aisle. But
it happens.
You know. Yeah. So Tosh picks me up, and I'm like, you know how you tell me I know somebody everywhere I am? She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I ran into somebody I know at the Ontario airport. She's like, how the fuck do you run into somebody you know at Ontario airport? She's like, who was it?
Happens.
And I was like, it was Ralph. Yeah, he was up. He did a drop-in set at TCC. On,
nice.
I think it was Mike Hansen, or it was Sherry Narin and... I don't know who did that show with him over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I saw it, but I wasn't paying attention.
And then I think he's got a big, he was telling me a big Juneteenth show today.
Nice.
So, but my God, man, I hadn't seen Ralph in long fucking time.
I haven't either. I think the last time I saw him was like right as COVID was ending. I mean, he was, yeah. And I went on stage at TCC and did the open mic, and he basically said, where the did the kind of the same thing he did, where have you been? And I'm like, oh, fucking not paying attention.
Yeah, but I was like, I'll be back in Ontario in a few months. I'm like, he goes, hit me up, man, if I got shows, we'll see what we can do.
Nice, that'd be fun.
So yeah, he's like, anytime you're in Ontario, he's like, how often you come down? I said, well, lately it's been, you know, a few times a year. He's like, fuck, next time you come down, man, let's get some dinner, introduce you to the wife, which I think I've met.
I think I met her, too, if it's the same woman he was with.
Yeah.
Because they've been married a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I met her way back when at Jazz Bones.
So, and for any of you guys who don't know who the fuck we're talking about, at least...
Get to fucking know who the fuck we're talking about. Oh.
at least since we've come into comedy... He's like the original Northwest legend.
Yeah.
Right? You had the guys that were kind of coming to that stance, the Gabes, and, you know.
Yep.
But, yeah, he was the original Northwest legend. Like, you couldn't walk into any place doing comedy and not mention his name, and everybody knew who the fuck he was.
Yep. Which he was amazing.
Yeah. So, and we've talked numerous times. Just the compassion he has for just comics in general, but newer comics, where you go and do lots of shows as a newer comic and nobody gives you the fucking time of day. Ralph pulled you to the side after every set and was like, hey,
let's talk.
You know, this is really funny. Keep that. This has the potential to be funny, but this is how I could see you moving some shit around to make it funny. And then what the fuck are you doing with this joke? Like, get rid of that piece of shit.
Yeah. Rewrite this. Do this. Which, I mean, it wasn't in a rude way. It wasn't this sucks.
No, because it was always followed or always involved with what you did well, too.
Yes.
Right? And he could pinpoint. He asked me if I was still getting naked on stage. I was like, nah, it's been a while since I've done that. But, you know.
He's
like, oh, you grew out of it faster than Brad did.
Yeah. Because I can remember the very first time, I'm like, I met him a couple times. Where I really first met him was at Trophies when I went in there, and it was just, I'd done a set there once. I think it was the second or third time I did a set there, and it just, the crowd wasn't there, and I didn't get him, and I didn't do it. It was just a bomb. I bombed. And Ralph came up to me and says, well, that didn't go great. I'm like, well, no shit. And he's like, so why didn't you come out, like, I think it was like tomorrow or the next day. Why don't you come out to, you know, Jazz Bones and try again?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? So I just bombed and like ate huge shit. And you want me to come to your show? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Ralph's just a special human in general in that regard. So, yeah, it was, It was really cool seeing him.
Yeah, I like Ralph.
Yeah, me too. So, God, I don't even know where I was going with that. But yeah, needless to say, it was really cool to fucking catch up with him a little bit. Nice. So,
yeah, I only see the local comedians around here that I don't want to see. Every once in a while, I'll see someone cool, but other than that, it's just the annoying ones. So. I did see Hennigan like 3 or 4 months ago. He just randomly showed up at my show in Ording.
Oh.
Just randomly showed up. I'm like, you want to do some time? He's like, I didn't think you really did that. I'm like, you're fucking James Hennigan.
Yeah.
You're at my show. I will fucking cut half the headliner's time if you want it. I mean, you're fucking James Hennigan. I mean, it'd be like the same if Ralph Porter showed up.
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
Yep. You just tell me if you want to go on before or after the headliner.
Yeah, pretty much. And how much time do you want? Like, you've got it. Yeah. He's like, nope. I just want to watch the show. I'm like, all right, cool.
Nice. God, I haven't seen James since. Hennigan did, I think it was one of the comedy competitions at Imbibe.
Yeah, which every once in a while he does something like that, and you're just like, what in the fuck are you doing here? Yeah. But I think part of what you run into, too, and it's one of the things I've been noticing, because like with Mike Wally Walter, the newer comedians have no freaking clue who these guys are.
Yeah.
Like, when I had Mike Wally Walter on both of my sets, the comedians that were opening for him, like, who's that? I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
And then I told him, I'm like, but be ready. I mean, he is a different, I mean, he's old school. So it's like the feature, I'm like, you know, he's like, can I sell stuff? I'm like, you got to talk to Mike. Well, it's your show. I'm like, no, Mike's the headliner. Mike's old school. It's his show.
Yeah.
So when you hire someone as a headliner, it's their show. So if you want to sell stuff, you have to talk to Mike, you know. And it's just like, yeah, they're like, that's just weird. I'm like, this is old school stuff. You got Mike, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want the guy coming up before the headliner and taking all the crowd's money.
No. Yeah.
If you got stuff to sell, you know.
Yeah. Which Mike was fine with it, but it's just, you know how it is. It's that old school mentality of, you know, with Mike. And it was just, and the other thing too is, and I'm like, and also, if he says something to you like negative, don't take it that way. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, if he makes fun of you in any way, be happy he recognized you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, that's his style.
I think it's a problem with the generation just in general, and not in comedy, but in life. There's no study of the past.
No.
Right? I noticed that coaching baseball. You ask who Pete Rose is. You ask who Tony Gwynn is. You know, a lot of them will know Griffey, but there's still Griffey nights at Safeco and stuff like that. Like, so some of the locals, you know, they'll know. But when you get into, like, the history of the game, like, hey, I want to be the greatest hitter ever. Well, who the fuck's Pete Rose? Oh, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Like, Pete Rose is the hits leader by a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, it's not, you know, it's not he passed somebody by one. You know.
And, he's like the Wayne Gretzky of baseball. I mean.
Yeah. Well, at least hitting.
Yeah, hitting-wise.
I don't know if I put him up in the greatest of all time.
Well, when it comes to hitting, he's one of the greatest. No, I mean, he's got the hitting most itself, hits, right? But yes. Hitting itself, baseball all around. Most of everything that I've said, and you can get mad at me, I mean, all you want, but his fielding wasn't the best.
I don't know if Pete had gold gloves. What sticks out the most is the Hustle, right? Old Charlie Hustle was his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hits, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if Pete Rose had any gold gloves. How many gold gloves did Pete Rose have? He had two. So Pete Rose had two gold gloves, one MVP, 3 batting titles, Rookie of the Year, 17 All-Star appearances, and an unequaled 5 positions. Second base, left fielder, right fielder, third base, first base. So, again, that defense isn't Cal Ripken defense or, you know, some of that stuff. But two gold gloves in Major League Baseball, when you play five positions, that's all right. I'd take it.
Yeah.
But they don't. So, yeah, they don't study the history of whatever they're getting into.
No. They don't. It's like one of the things, like, you know, like I mentioned Gretzky. I've had people talk about hockey, and I made a comment about Wayne Gretzky, and they're like, who? And it's like, how can you even talk hockey without knowing who Wayne Gretzky is?
Yeah. I mean, fuck. I don't follow hockey at all. I'll be the first to admit it. I want to, but I can't watch them on TV because they're on fucking Root Sports. And the ticket prices took no time to skyrocket, and I can't afford to go to a game. But but even as a kid, we didn't have a team. I knew who Gordie Howe was. I knew who Bobby Orr was. I knew some of the greats. And then, of course, the players of our era, you had Gretzky, Lemieux, Brett Hull, Patrick Waugh at goalie. I know the name of the first woman professional hockey player ever. Manon Raume played for the Tampa Bay Lightning, goalie. You had Jaromir Jagr. You had Eric Lindros was a big one for the Philadelphia Flyers. Mark Messier. And
this is someone who's not a hockey fan.
Yeah. Steve Yzerman, Patrick LaFontaine from the Buffalo Sabres. Like, I knew you just, whether you're interested or not, you have to know the greats. How many discussions have we had on here about the Mount Rushmore of comedy? How many of those people that we've ever put in there, even though some may have changed or whatever, or just great comedians that we've talked about, how many of those have you ever seen in person? None, right? You've never seen Carlin, Pryor, but Robin Williams, Chappelle, just never seen them, but you just know who they are because even if it was just for a fraction of their era, they were top of the game.
Yes.
You take the, and you can even go before that and go like Lenny Bruce, like we know who he is, right? We know of him. So it's just one of these things I don't get. If you're a local comic, how did this local scene get so big? It's your Ralph Porters. It's your, Gabe, it's your Kermit. It's Riggs. I mean, Riggs and Norwest, and I know Norwest isn't performing anymore, and neither is Riggs. That's the whole reason Tacoma's got a comedy scene. They started the Tacoma Underground together, or Tacoma Comedy Club together, and then they separated, and Norwest went Tacoma Comedy Club, and Ritz went Grit City.
Yep.
You have the Brad Brakes of the world up here. And again, say what you will about him, but he was huge. You have the Chris Brannans, Nate Jackson's.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, you can even go some that haven't gotten all that big, but really helped the Mookies.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is a baseball player.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Mookie. That's what it was.
Yeah, Mr. Mookie.
Why do I think Mookie? Baseball. Because we're talking baseball. My problem. My fault. No, but yeah, you had Mr. Mookie. I mean, you had a bunch of those that were, great comedians that kept the scene alive and kept things going, and would.
I mean, weirdly enough, I think, and I know Brody Stevens didn't do a whole lot locally per se, but Timu and Brody, that was my first introduction into Washington State comedy. Because they had an awesome public access TV show. And they played a lot of clips, right?
Yeah.
You're starting to forge Rivers into that. I mean, I came in with Rivers, or not came in, but I remember him coming in as I was trying an open mic here or there at Giggles.
Yeah.
Way back when, I mean, you had the Mike Wally Walt, like, you have to study the game.
You do. But I mean, the thing that I'm running into now and I'm seeing so much and why I get so frustrated with the scene is you get those people that don't know the old school guys. They don't want to know the old school guys. They want it to be the way they want it to be. And I just keep seeing, like, you know, all these people, like, I'm in these groups of the new, with a bunch of the new comedians. They're like, oh, hey, here's some advice for, you know, new comedians coming in. Like, you've been doing it for 6 fucking months.
Yeah.
And when comedians have been doing it for years, come up and say, hey, actually, you know, if you really do this, it works. Oh, who the fuck are you and what do you know? And it's like, one of those was like, someone did that to Ashley Russian.
Oh.
I'm like, Ashley's been around for as longer than me.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to freaking question, you know, really? I mean, like, who the fuck are you and why should I listen to you? Well, why in the fuck should we listen to you? You've been doing it for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and you started a show and been whatever, and now all of a sudden you think you're, yeah, no, shut up.
And I don't disagree with evolution from the old school ways, but you have to know what those old school ways were before you can evolve. Like, that way you have a reasoning behind it, right? Like, let's say somebody didn't tell you to ask the headliner if you could sell shit. And that was but at least you knew that that's how it used to go. And you can now defend your stance on why you don't think it should go that way.
Yeah. I mean, and that's it. And it's one of those things. And I see a lot with the newer comedians coming up. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I just don't want to do comedy around here anymore because I'm tired of some of the new shit where it's just like, you know, the second you question them, you're being a horrible person, but they can question everything you've ever done and the way you do things, but don't question that.
Yeah, in double-digit years of doing it.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, yeah, no, this is, you know, and it's like one of the biggest things, too, and no accountability. Like, there was one thing where there was a problem groups that I've dealt with where they're like, oh, you know, this comedian's been late to every show and it's disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did you tell them what your expectations are? Well, no, but I mean, they should know to be there, you know, 10 minutes before the show starts. It's the headliner on a fucking open mic that's going to go for 2 hours. You really think they should have been there too? You, I know multiple times comics that double dip, do other things, and if they know they're going up late, they'll show up halfway through the show because that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, and if you didn't tell them those expectations, well, we're going to have to tell him that if he doesn't change, we're going to have to stop booking him. Like, well, how can you? Like, would you yell at your kid for doing something that you never told them they couldn't?
Yeah.
You know, and that's where just where these people go, that everybody should do the things the way they say they should. And if they don't, fuck them and they should know.
Yeah, I don't miss it at
like,
all.
Whatever. And that's where I'm just like, I'm kind of, it's one of those things, even if I wasn't planning on moving and everything like that, even if everything fell through today and I decided we're not leaving, I'm still handing the shows off because I'm done.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't miss it at all. I know damn well that I can call either a couple bookers or get my own place and put on my own show if I get the itch to go do another hour. Like, I'm not worried about it.
No.
And I know if I grab something locally, I'll pack the place.
Yeah.
And by local, I mean like Maple Valley Black Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I did it at fucking, well, that first night in Imbibe was fucking packed.
Mm-hmm.
We did that fucking show at, what, Divine? Years ago. Fucking packed.
Years ago.
You know. Yeah, I know I'd have no problem.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I'm just at that point now. I'm just like, I don't care enough. I'm like, I can do 40 minutes if I want to. I've done it. But the problem that I have, too, is I won't go to everyone's like, oh, if you want to get time and do this, you have to go to the open mics and you have to. And I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want to fucking deal with you people. I've been going to the open mics for like 2 months again just to kind of, you know, whatever, and to try and get to know people again. And I'm like, you all fucking annoy me. I'm like, I don't, and I remember now why I quit going, because I don't want to get to know you fucking morons. So there's a few that I have. There's the people I know. I mean, Narn, I love Narn. I like Mike Hansen. I mean, Ashley's great.
You can't say Narn because we kind of came in with Narn.
Oh, we did. We did. But I mean, I like comedians
now
in general.
Now, Mike's a newer one.
Yes.
Comparatively, right?
Comparatively, but I mean, he's
Sherry's
still,
a newer one comparatively.
Comparatively. But I mean, I know them. I like them. I'll put up with them. Andy's a newer one comparatively, but I'll put up with him too because I like Andy. But
a lot of
the newer ones, the FJs, I'll be honest, I'm having some issues with them. But yeah.
Well, that's a financial issue.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But yeah, so it's just kind of one of those, you know.
The cabins.
But I mean, for the most part, cabin, I mean, I'll book any of those people any day. But I mean, a lot of the newer ones, I'm like, I don't want to. And half of them, I don't even find funny.
Yeah.
It's like some of the stuff they're talking about, you're like.
Well,
what?
You should write them a little letter with some YouTube
I should
clips.
Tell them that here's some comedians that you should try listening to. George Carlin and, you know, fucking someone good.
You just send them like Louis Anderson.
There we go.
Yeah. Don't give them anybody great.
No.
Just tell them, I think your comedy is shit and this could help you get better. And send them fucking Dave Coulier. Like, Louis Anderson. Like,
send them Louis Anderson and a fucking sandwich.
Yeah. Call it good. Fuck him.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yikes.
Speaking of,
I did have to say this. I looked up Wayne Gretzky just because I wanted to look at something. Did you realize he holds the record with his brother for the most points scored by brothers in hockey?
And his brother has one?
Four. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky has 2,857 points, and his brother has four.
Yeah.
And between them, they hold the record for the most points by a pair of brothers.
Yeah. And there's some other brothers out there. I think the Holes were I can't remember if the Holes were father, son, or
the
brothers.
The next one is like the Sedinskys, I think, or Sedins, and they're 800 points behind them.
Sudins? Is it
S-U-D-I-N? S-E-D-I-N-S.
What's the first name?
Henrik and Daniel.
Oh.
Then there is someone that there is, but it's three brothers, the Sutters. Brent, Brian, and
Don.
Ron. Brent, Ryan, and... Oh, wait, no. Six. Brent, Brian, Ron, Dwayne, Rich, and Daryl.
Okay.
So it took six Sutters to beat the two Gretzkys.
Yeah. That's funny.
That is.
But yeah, that's really what we're saying. Study the fucking game.
Study the olds. I mean, it's one of those things you learn so much, even if it's not your style. That is one thing that I figured out really quick when I started doing comedy in anything, even if it's not my style of doing it, even baseball, you know, study, learn how other people did it. And, oh, hey, if I twisted mine just a little bit, I could do this.
Yeah. The comedy world could help you with so many things, right? Could completely not be your style, but you can learn timing.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn the technical shit about how to remember things or how to, you know, find the light so you don't run it and, you know, different things like that.
Which I will tell you the one thing, that is the fucking most annoying thing. At the new Tacoma Comedy Club, I literally, like, multiple times kept pointing out and like had Tony who was doing the light like, turn on the fucking light, comedians, there's the fucking light, you see it right fucking there constantly in every one of them.
Yeah.
And even the freaking closer, like fucking 5 minutes over.
Hmm.
It's like the fucking light. She's like, well, did I get the light? And we're all like, yes. And then she go, oh, I haven't seen the light, and keep going. It's like, bitch, we just told you yes.
Well, softball season is over.
Yay. Oh,
I missed coaching my first game ever. So last Saturday was supposed to be the championship tournament, and it got rained out. So they moved game one to Thursday and game two Saturday. Game one, so it was actually really cool. We have this app called Game Changer. And that's what one of my parents keeps scoring. And it gives you real live updates, every pitch count, every fucking hit, strikeout, you know. Well, mm-hmm. I'd also found that if there's a little volume button and if you hit it, you get like Siri announcing the game for you.
Yeah.
It'd pop up and it'd be like, hey, Ginnrich up to bat. And you'd hear, ball one, strike. Out, you know, something, you know, like that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. I don't have an assistant coach, so I had just a mom with my lineup, like basically telling the girls where to go.
Wow.
Which was kind of cool, but I did call the team 15 minutes before game time, had my scorekeeper go in there with the phone and gave him the pump-up speech, and then called him after the game because we won 9-7 and congratulated them all. But so I'm sitting poolside with beer. I felt guilty, but not a lot. We had gotten out of class at 4:30. By the time we got back to the hotel, we went and had sushi, brought it back, sat down at the pool with fucking beer and sushi. And so, but I'm giving my pump up speech and I've got like 15 Monster employees behind me, just cheering, hooting and hollering. And then literally those same 10, 15 people, we sat around my phone, listening to the AI announce the fucking game, which was super cool. And I had like 3 or 4 of them text me today going, hey, how'd you guys do Saturday? So Saturday we lost. Doesn't bother me. It bothers me we lost because we didn't get beat. We lost by 3. We gave up 5 in the third on like 7 errors.
Yeah.
7 errors on 2 plays. For whatever reason, we shoved our heads up our ass and decided to throw the ball wherever the fuck we wanted. Center field. Here, you want the ball center field? Who cares if somebody on third base? Like, just dumb shit. But we lost. But here's the thing. So, the other two teams played Tuesday night. The one that won said they couldn't come to Saturday and they forfeited. I have it in writing. We forfeit the championship game. If that's the case, who wins? The other team that makes the championship game. That would be me. However, I wanted the girls to get one more game. My girls weren't at Thursday's game either. They were at graduation. So I wanted the girls to get to play one more game. I wanted to coach one more game. Another team stepped up, a team that lost, and said, oh, we'll play. Perfect. So they end up beating us. And at the end of the game, the league comes out and gives them first place medals and blah, blah, blah. I'm a little bitter.
I would be.
If you forfeit the fucking... So if I would have said, no, we're not going to play that team...
Then you would have got the medals.
Yeah. Fucking dumb. Fucking dumb.
It is. You mean they didn't just give everybody medals?
No. No. Nah. So I bought a thing of... they're cheap, like plastic medals that have stickers inside and you can have printed on whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I'm printing out the quote of we forfeit the championship game straight off the text thread.
Nice.
And I'm going to put that on the fucking medals. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I'm petty as fuck. Yeah. And then I plan on posting that picture on the Maple Valley Pony softball page.
Again, I would.
Again, because I'm petty as fuck.
It happens.
Yeah. I've got no problem with it. It is what it is. I'm telling you, man, 17 years coaching, 18 years coaching, the best team I've ever been around.
That's awesome.
From top to bottom. Now, I've been a part of really fun teams, but even my funnest team has always had that one asshole.
Yeah.
That one kid. Even the one.
Excuse me. You.
Well, no. The one kid I can't stand. I said kid, by the way. I didn't say.
That's true. That's true.
You know, you always had that one where you're just like, how did I get so fucking unlucky? Like, even the one year I coached fast pitch, I had the one girl that just was a fucking nightmare. And there was a couple other asshole girls on that team, too. I don't have that on this team.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty amazing, seeing the age went from 9 to 15.
Yeah.
You know, the parents... Like, every other team in the league had to forfeit something because they didn't have enough players show up.
Yeah.
I wasn't even close. Every practice, every game, 2 was the most I ever missed.
Wow.
So, I mean, I had one girl that is in symphony. And canceled some things to be at these playoff games this week. Like, I mean, some legit just... it's everything you want to coach, right? It's coachability.
Yeah.
It's being there. You know, the talent may not all be there, but everything you want to coach was on this team.
Yeah.
Good attitudes, fucking coachability. They listen. They had fun on top of it. You know, I wasn't fucking Adolf.
No.
You know. And don't get me wrong, I had fun at their expense too. There's nothing weirder than when you walk into a fucking dugout and you have 13 girls on their cell phone in selfie mode looking at their fucking face so they can put their eye black on.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing with our lives? Because it's not just a straight line in your eye like guys would do. Oh, it was designs and... Like, can we take the field?
Yeah.
Can we fucking take the field, please? You know?
Yeah, they can't do it just normal. I mean, you got to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Father's Day was yesterday. How was yours?
It was good. We went, it was actually kind of weird. We went and had breakfast with Zoe and her husband and the kids, and actually met her husband's dad. And then me, Amber, and
father-in-law would be that term.
Huh?
Father-in-law would be that term.
Yes, it would her, be father-in-law, whatever.
Her father-in-law, yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to Point Defiant Zoo, walked the zoo. I'll be honest, out of the five zoos I've been to this year, that was the most disappointing one. But
that's
it was still
Seattle,
fun.
Right?
No, Point Defiant is
Tacoma. Tacoma, okay. I always get that wood one mixed up.
Like, half of the aquarium, one of the aquariums, because they have two, was closed. The aquarium was actually probably the best aquarium I've been to in a long time. The aquarium was great. That was the only thing worth it. Everything else, I mean, most of the animals were hidden. The polar bears are like, yay, we have polar bears, and couldn't fucking see them. It's like half the animals were, and if I remember right, the last time we went to the zoo, like 15 years ago, that was the same problem we had. Like, all the animals, like, out of half, all the animals, like, half of them weren't visible.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of the point of the zoo, is to see the fucking animals. But we still had fun. I mean, we roamed around, did all that, got some Cold Stone Creamer around afterwards, then went back to Zoe's for a barbecue. Ben got me a new PS5 remote because mine started drifting, so he got me a new one. And then Amber got me a massage. She got me an appointment for a massage, and then also got me Brad Williams tickets. So
nice.
So Brad Williams is going to be a blast. So wanted to see him forever. I also got a new tool set because I needed one. But Brad Williams is going to be so much fun. It's Paramount. I mean, he's always been one of my favorites, my, you know, recent, like, current comics. He's just funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm jelly. That sounds like a good show.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was coming. I hadn't seen that come across yet.
I saw it, like, a long time ago, but it sounded like, from what I saw, I thought it had been, like, already sold out. But apparently they opened a second one. So, yeah, it's Saturday, July 22nd at the Neptune.
Nice. Oh, the Neptune.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I saw Stephen Lynch and Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the Neptune.
Cool.
So, should be fun.
Very cool. Mine's not as exciting. I should have went first.
You should have.
Yeah. It always is what it is. It's, I don't know how to phrase this without sounding bitter. Because I'm not. It really is just what it is, right? Yesterday, I got up, Rhea made me pancakes for breakfast, so that was cool.
Yeah.
But then we go to the cemetery. That puts a halt on the fucking day.
Yeah.
And then I ended up cooking for everybody. The end. Like, I don't want it. Like, that's the... I cook every other day of the year.
Yeah.
Like, and then to have to do it for everybody, you know... It's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
So Saturday was my niece's grad party, so we were all over there. And they were all arguing, well, what are we doing for Father's Day? Whose house are we going to be at? Blah, 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 blah. And they're all sitting there arguing. I'm just sitting there quietly. I couldn't take it anymore. Half hour fucking arguing about it. I'm just like, yeah, I'll just do it. Like, I got a pork butt in the freezer. I'll take it out tonight. We'll be good to go.
Yeah.
So, but it's not what I, like, I want steak. I don't get it very often. Father's Day sounds like a good day that I should have a steak.
I won't tell you what we have then.
What'd you have?
Steak.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just kind of like we grabbed steak on the way through, on the way out, on the way there for the barbecue. So, I mean, it was just kind of, and we got there, but I mean, they cooked steak. We played, you know, Cards Against Humanity, which was fun, except for the fact, I'll be honest, that there's so many things that you have to explain to them that sometimes you're just like, all of a sudden they'll be like, what does this mean? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple of them, like some of them, it's just like, and I don't know if it's just because my brain's fucked up because the things I grew up with, like, what's necrophilia? It's like, well, you fuck dead people.
I like how...
that's disgusting. That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't called Cards for Humanity.
Yeah. So, and there was a couple other ones where there was just like ones where they just had no idea, or where you're like, this card's going to be hilarious, and you throw it down and they're like, yeah, I don't know what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah. I hate that.
But fucking hell.
Because we play with like Julian and shit sometimes, and yeah. He's got a weird sense of humor that doesn't jive with nature.
Well, that's what I can remember, like, when we used to play with, like, you and Steve and everyone, like, we understood each other's sense of humor, so there'd be ones that we'd throw down that everyone else is like, that is stupid, and we're like, ha-ha, that's the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And then Toby got me a really sweet Batman pop.
Nice.
And then the girls got me, I don't know if you've seen them, the Itty or the Bitty Funko Pops. They're maybe an inch tall.
No.
And they're in the boxes and everything, and four come to a pack, and you get three that you can see, and then a mystery one. And so they bought me, there's four sets of Batman ones. They bought me two of the sets. One was like Batman, Robin, and Scarecrow, and then I think the mystery one in that was Catwoman. And the other one was Harley, Poison Ivy, Joker, and the mystery one in that was 66 Penguin. They make Star Wars in that. They make Disney princesses, Mickey Mouse, Harry Potter, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's the other one. But I've never seen them before. I guess they just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're relatively new, but they're super cool. And they come with their own little holding shelf. Back in the little holding shelf. And they were pretty cool. Samantha called me. And that was my day.
I did get all four kids at least messaged me.
Hey, you know, maybe I am a little bit bitter because normally I get to go do that one thing for me, and it's the beer festival.
Yeah.
And then didn't happen this year. So
yeah.
I didn't get that one thing that was just for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting.
Like I said, I know I'm going to the cemetery every year, which is always just a fucking damper anyways.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah. It is what it is.
It is. It's tough.
So.
It's tough. I haven't had to deal with that one yet. I mean, I called and left my dad a voicemail, but right now they're barely. I don't know. They're all mad at me, but I think it's just because I haven't been paying attention to them, so I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And then let's see, Friday, 17th wedding anniversary coming up. Yay me.
Yeah.
Yay me for, I feel like this is even more so than like graduating, right? Like I didn't think I wasn't going to graduate, but I think now like, haha, for all you naysayers. Suck it.
No one just thought Tosh would put up with you for 17 years. We figured she'd either divorce you or bury you in the backyard.
Backyard's all gravel. Tough to dig in.
Yeah, you should have to dig a big hole.
if you ever see the backhoe coming, there's a reason.
There's a reason. She's done it.
Is that a He-Man I see on your wall?
It is.
Like, which one is that?
It's the retro.
Well, I know, but which one? What figure?
It's He-Man.
Oh, it's He-Man itself. Okay. All I could see was the colors of the box. Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, because I think I originally bought it for you and then realized you had it.
Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah. I was like, oh, I'll get this for Matt. And it was supposed to be one of your Christmas presents. Then, yeah, you had it. So I just kept it.
I haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet, but I joined this page on Facebook, Buy, Sell, Trade, Masters of the Universe. And it's very, very tough.
Like, oh, I bet.
Like, literally, that's all that shows up on my feed anymore. Because I don't interact on Facebook at all. You know, kind of read and see what people are doing, and that's about it. And then, but all of a sudden, all the shit started, I'm like, But I think my biggest problem with buying anything on Facebook is I don't know if they have, like, the scam protection eBay does.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I know when I buy off eBay, if somebody scams me, eBay will reimburse my money.
Yeah.
But I fear that that's not the case. I don't think Zuckerberg's writing me a check for $20.
No.
So, oh, well.
Yeah.
You're probably going to make me mad, but did you go see Flash?
No.
Oh, good. You didn't make me mad.
No, I haven't. We thought about it, but we just didn't. We hadn't done it yet. Because I want to go see that, and I also want to see the new Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. And the Spider-Verse looks... Or,
yep.
Across the Spider-Verse?
Across Spider-Verse, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
Ben Nguyen saw that, and he said it's really good. So,
we were at dinner Wednesday night, and right next door to where we were eating was an AMC.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking up, I was talking to a dude. I'm like, what fucking movie's coming out this... Oh, my God, The Flash comes out tomorrow. And Thursday, we had, like, no... After classes, we had no, like, plans we had to do. It was considered part travel day. And I was like, dude, we should catch an Uber. Come see The Flash. He goes, fuck, if you do it, let's go. And then we had, like, four other guys that wanted to hang out, but we got outvoted on everything. We wanted to go eat soul food. We had sushi. We, like... wow, we shouldn't have talked to anybody else. We should have just went and fucking did our own thing.
Yeah, that's what you do.
But
yeah,
maybe
no, I haven't seen it yet.
Maybe Friday for anniversary, I'll make Tosh go.
Yeah, I'll probably go this week. So probably two, because we'll probably spend some time, try and spend a little bit more time this week, because I'm like gone all next week.
Yeah,
and actually, I'm doing this Saturday. It's an insane event that I'm doing. So,
well, next week Tosh is gone.
Yeah,
I'm flying to Oklahoma. So,
yeah, I'm doing a 24-hour running event this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, the one I do every gym.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no.
That's fucking dumb.
it is.
Yeah. But if you wanna be a running masochist, go ahead. Don't come on here.
You know.
Don't come on here Monday bitching about how your legs hurt.
No, I won't. No.
Or your toes or your blisters or your heels or your heart attack or whatever. You know.
Yeah, you know. One of the few. Yeah. It'll probably be all of them actually.
All at once. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, I guess so. We'll talk off air. Are you able to record next week? Or
I will be. I mean, because mostly I'll be teaching, but then I'll be at the hotel. So, I mean, I'll just log in. I can log in.
Oh,
the
laptop.
Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have my laptop.
Yeah, won't hamper the show at all.
Nope.
So we'll be good there. And I guess with all that being said, guys, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.